Today's daf Tzadik Aleph in Maseches Nedarim, last daf in Maseches Nedarim. And a Freilich and Purim Sameach to all of you out there. And some of you in Eretz Yisrael will probably listen to this when Purim's over, I'm not sure. But maybe Sunday it's counted as well, Purim Mishulish. And as we'll talk about tomorrow's shir. But today we're up to the last daf in Nedarim. And believe it or not, Bezrat Hashem, we will connect it to Purim. We will have in Yoni Purim on this last daf of Maseches Nedarim. So says the Gemara, we are up to Amar Rav Papa on Tzadik Amar Beis, five lines up from the bottom. Amar Rav Papa, Badik Lon Rava. Rava used to test us as follows. Rav Papa was a Talmud of Rava, and Rava used to give the Bechinas. He used to ask him kashas and say, give me an answer. So Badik Lon Rava, this was one of his test questions. Eishes Kohen Shene Ensa, Yesh Laksuba O Ein Laksuba. An Eishes Kohen, that is Rachman Alisla Ne'enas, that's raped. So does she has? We know that the halacha is she has to get divorced from her husband. An Eishes Yisrael does not, but an Eishes Kohen does. So does she get a ksuba or not when she gets divorced? What if it's studim? Kivan de ones legabi kohen karutzon legabi Yisrael dami ein laksuba. Shall we say that? Well, if you think about it, rutzon for a Yisrael and ones for a kohen both have to get divorced. So just like Ratzon Lagabi Yisrael, we say she loses her ksuba if she's Mizana Baratzon, willingly, so too maybe an Eishes Kohen Shenensa. We should say she does not get a ksuba. Odilma, or should we say no? Of course not. Matzi Amrale Anoha Chazina V'gavruhu Dinestak Vasadehu. So the Gemara here has one reason. The Gemara says she could say to him, Mitzidi is not the problem, is you're the problem. If you had been in Yisrael, there wouldn't be a problem here. You're the Kohen. So you brought problems into this relationship because I was Nanas. So I know it's usher, I'm Usher, but at least I should get my Ksuba. At least I should get my Ksuba. This is what our Gemara says. If you look in other Rishon, the Rashbam Bava Basra, if we would have it here, look it up, the Rashbam Bava Basra gives a different reason why she would be able to say that I deserve my ksuba. What's that reason? More simple reason, and that is, she didn't do anything wrong. She was a posheya. Fine, Isra Labailo might be totally on other issues, as we'll talk about in a minute. But in terms of getting the ksuba, she wasn't posheya. She didn't do anything wrong. So why should she have to lose her ksuba? Why Ratzon of Eishes Yisrael? So fine, she loses her ksuba. But Mashiach Kain, here, she did not do it. Yeah.
But then you can't contrast that with the first side. Is,
right, that it's not contrasted to the first side, because the first side, maybe it only says it here, because it's contrasting Kohen Yisrael. Masha'en Kain, that reason wouldn't be a contrast, because also by, well, she did something wrong in the first time.
Right.
You could contrast it and say by a Ratzon Lagabi Yisrael, she did a Baratzon, Masha'en Kain, here she didn't do a Baratzon. Okay, but either way, that's the second reason given why an Eishes Kohen Shenansa should get a Ksuba. So the Gemara is going to try to prove it. So this is the question that Rava asked his Talmidim, and Rav Papa said, we the Talmidim brought our Mishnah as a Raya. So before we bring our Mishnah, just Tosfos asks, isn't there another Raya? Tosfos, this is the bottom line of Tosfos on the previous Amud. Kashal Aram, Tosfos says, didn't we learn in Ksubis, Dafnan Aleph, that Amr Chayev Liftose Im Nishbis, if an Eishes Kohen is captured, the husband has to redeem her. So that's a Tanai Ksuba. So if you see a Tanai Ksuba is still relevant, so shouldn't the Ksuba itself? Taksuba is like a secondary. Alma is late tonight suba. So what's the difference over there? So that the Gemara should bring that raya. She gets a tonight suba, so she should get the suba. V'yesh l'chalik says Tosfos b'shum d'shvuya suffik avolimnansa vaday ein lo ksuba. We spoke about this then, but Tosfos says pashus shvuya is only suffik nansa. Maybe something happened, maybe something didn't. So that's why the tanaim kick in. But it could be that it's only suffik. But once it's a vada, you wouldn't. We did discuss that maybe Shvuya has the status and lumdus of Vaday Nansa, even if it is a suffix in reality. But Tosfos says Pashtus, that's still a suffix, and this is a Vaday.
But why is this a Vaday? All we have is her testimony.
We have her testimony, but we'll see. We have her... No! Here we didn't say anything about just her testimony. The Mishnah is going to talk about that case. The question is just in general. The question is in general of Eishes Kohen Shenensa. So, what we mentioned here, this question is, does she get her ksuba or not? But, she's definitely a Surah Labayla. Because Asura Labayla might not go by Ratzon. Asura Labayla doesn't go by Ratzon like by Eishes Kohen, it goes by Nansa. We've spoken in the past about, and you have to talk about it today, because it's Purim, about the Mechayiv of Isra Labayla. Right here, which is spoken about in our Gemara. This is brought up, as we mentioned a number of times, by the Maharik. The Maharik in a Tshuva in Kuf Samach Zayin. Shirashim Kuf Samach Zayin, where the Maharik has a case where, amazingly, a woman is mizana from her husband, and she says, Omer Mutter. I didn't realize that Judaism says you have to be loyal to your husband. I didn't know it was Usher. I didn't know I was usher to, you know, have an open marriage. That was the question. So, is she usher the bylaw? That was the question of the Maharik. She didn't think she did anything wrong. She was the usher the bylaw? Says the Maharik, and this Maharik is quoted in the Ramah in Evan Ezer, at the end of Evan Ezer, L'aniyas daiti nire de'ein lazu din shogeges lahatir labayla. This is not called a shogeg. She is still asur labayla, even though she did not think it was asur. Kivan shehi miskavenes limo mal beisha umizana taktov. Because since she has kavana still to rebel against her husband, she's to be morid abayla, that's enough. Even if you have no kavana to be married against Hashem, if you have kavana to be married against your husband and your mizana, and you know that, so then it is the issur labayla kicks in. The halok siv ish ish ki sista ishto malabal b'Hashem doesn't say if you stray from your wife umalabal b'Hashem dilashtama dafka b'machavenes l'issur ela ma'ala bo ma'al siv. You're mal against your husband. That is the shuv of the Maharik quoted what's called Omer Mutter. Omer Mutter is still issur labayla. And then at the end of that shuva, he says, "O nir lani is daiti lavi raya." I'll bring you another raya. The ena davar toli b'kavanas iser, that the iser labayla is not because you did an avera. No, but it's a mitzias that there's a merit against your husband. Period. What's the raya? Megillah Tesvav, as we're about to land and as we did land, we're mamash in the middle. Kasher avaditi, avaditi. What did Chazal darshan on that? Chazal says, Esther says, up until now I was danas every time I was with Achashverosh. Now I'm going willingly. Now I'm kasher avaditi, just like I was ne'evad from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, avaditi, now Mordechai, I'm going to be ne'evad from you, because now I'm going willingly, asur labayla. Now I'm going to become asur. Ki Esther lo asta, says the Ma'arik, ki Esther lo asta shum iser. Esther did no avera. V'lohaya b'davar afilu nidnud avera. Ela mitzvah rabba astosh etzila kol Yisrael. Unbelievable. Right? Mitzvah rabba she did. V'teid, I'll prove it to you that she didn't do anything wrong. Why? Dekenu. Shehari b'vol lefnei ha-melech. What happened when she came in front of Achashveros? Sharsa ale ruach ha-kodesh. She suddenly got ruach ha-kodesh. Kiddashin and hasam. Maybe tilbash Esther malchus. Right? The Gemara darshins. What? She was clothed in malchus. She was clothed in ruach ha-kodesh. Muchach. She wouldn't get ruach ha-kodesh if she was mamish doing an avera. She was in the middle of doing a terrible avera. She wouldn't get ruach ha-kodesh. So it must be that she didn't do anything wrong. And yet, she became asura to Mordechai. Chalila v'chas lomar shetisha ruach ha-kodesh mikoch ma'isa shal ganai. Lo te'gizos b'Yisrael ad-rabba. Pshitu, pshita sh'asa mitzvah rabba ma'od. Uv'prat ha-karka ola ma'isa. Right? And she was passive, spoke about the beginning of Ksubis. V'chein matzino a minute. The same thing you find by another great personality in Tanakh. Ya'el. Yol eishas chever akeni. Sefer shoftim. What does she do? She convinces Sisera to come into her tent. She puts a peg in his head, but before that, the Chazal darshan that she was mizana with him 7 times in order to get him sleepy, to get him drowsy. Fell asleep, boom, she killed him, and she saved Klal Yisrael. The same thing there. Even though the Gemara doesn't say it, the Maharak assumes that she also became Ne'eserah Salbaila. No difference, the Maharak assumes, between Esther and Ya'el. Lakach, Chazam Shabcha. What would Devorah sing about her if she wasn't a tzadekes? And yet, Ne'eserah Salbaila. So what do you see from there, says the Maharak? Isur Labaila has nothing to do with Aveira done. And therefore, it's just a mitzius. It's a mitzius. A person's mizana from, what was mizana from their husband, they become a surah labayla. This is the Maharik. The Maharik, as we'll see in a minute, is a middle shita. It's a mitzvah to do these things, in this case, of Esther and Ya'el, but there's isur labayla. But we have two other shitas on the side. Yeah.
Esther, right.
Okay, there's different chazals. But there it says, Atilbash Esther Malchus, that pasuk we darshan. So again, this is all coming, if you walked in a few minutes late, this is from the Gemara. I'm not just giving a Purim drasha. So says the, and that's in the Ramah, in Kufay and Ches in Evan Ezer. But there are two other shitas. And again, what is this sugya? The sugya is, the maisa is baratzon, even though the situation is ba'ones. There are two other shitas, and I found one yesterday that I've never mentioned before, so I was very excited. Because some of these bakaris I mentioned before, but I found one last night that's unbelievable. The Noda B'Yehuda, first I'll finish the one that I mentioned before, the Noda B'Yehuda is a tshuva, Rahman al-Aslan, a tragic situation, a bunch of people, families are traveling in a caravan, and a bunch of bandits come and threaten their lives. Threaten their lives, they're going to kill everybody. One woman goes to the bandits and is able to seduce them and is mizana with them in order to save everybody else. She says, I'll be with you if you let us all go. And he acquiesces, and that's it. She saves everybody. So the question was, the other Bihu had the question, is she an Eser Asabayla? The woman didn't want to do it, the husband didn't want to do it. Says the no to Yehuda, not only is she Eser Labayla, she wasn't allowed to do it in the first place. That's called Ratzon. That's called Ratzon. Aye, what about Esther? Aye, what about Yael? It's different when you're saving all of Klal Yisrael. Even if you happen to be saving a few Jews, and every Jew is nefesh, it's like the whole world. But says the no to Yehuda, it's still Ratzon. It's still Ratzon, and that's, you know, you have to wait, let the chips fall as they fall. Similar to, let's say, they say, give us one of you or I'm going to kill all of you. So you can't give anybody. Can't give anybody. What can you do? This is the halacha. So says the no to Yehuda. Ones derachman sharya beisha shakarka olam hainu she anusa al gufa bia aval hecha she ina anusa klal al gufa bia va adaraba he mishtadelas lazel lahatzel nefashos lo mikri karka olam veisha vishavim vetehareg velo tavar the Esther Shiny, Shaisal Atsalas Klal Yisrael Mehodu Bad Kush, Veilamedim Atsalas Yechidim Yisrael Klal Yisrael. So that's on the extreme. The other Yehuda says, if you have a situation of Ones and the Maisa of Ratzon, it's Aser to do. It's even Aser to do. The Marik's in the middle. It's Mutter to do. It's a Mitzah to do, but you're Aser Abayla. And now we have on the other side, and that is the Chacham Shlomo. Chacham Shlomo of Shlomo Kluger and Shulchan Aruch. He obviously did not have the whole Maharik. He only quotes half the Maharik, and he's Machalik between Esther and Yael. He says the Maharik is Machalik, but he's not really, he's Mashlam the Maharik. Says the Chacham Shlomo, really, it's mutter to do, and Yael, for example, she wasn't Esther HaSabayla. The Pasuk never said it. Esther was, she's the only one. But if somebody else, like in the Noda Behudas type of case, it sounds like the Chacham Shlomo would say she'd be Mutter HaSabayla. Why? She saved Jews. Wonderful. That's not Ones. She saved Jews. What about Esther? Said the Chacham Shlomo, with Esther, it was too many steps involved. It wasn't like Yael, I'm going to kill the guy who's trying to kill us. What happened with Esther? I'm going to be bizarre with Achashverosh to get him on my good side in order to have a party, in order to then invite Haman, in order to tell him that. There are too many steps. It's too distant from the Hatzalah. So says the Chacham Shlomo, that's why Esther, Kasher Avadati, Avadati. It doesn't say that in the Gemara by Yael. Marikva says no chilik. But it says a dafka by Esther because that was too far. But if it's a direct Hatzalah, the Chacham Shlomo says it would be able to be mutter. So on the one hand, you have the Chacham Shlomo, mutter and not usser. You have the Noda Behuda, usser to do, and usser al baila, and the Marik's in the middle, mitzvah rabba to do, but there's still ne'eseres al baila. Oh. And finally, what did I find last night? The Binyan Siyan. The Binyan Siyan it's a tragic tshuva, but it's fascinating. Simin Kuf Nun Dalet. This is from Tafresh Yutes, so 1859. Says the Binyan Siyan. There was a businessman that always went away on business trips. And this is the Shaila came to the Binyan Siyan, the Aruch Laner. And what happened? One time his wife was home alone. She's home alone for a couple of weeks. And a man knocks on the door. This man whose clothing is torn. And he looks downtrodden. And he looks homeless. And he says, is there any way you have a place for me to stay? You know, I have no place to go. I don't know what to do. So she says she gives him a room. She gives him a room in the house. Fine. So she has other kids in the house. She gives a room in the house. And over the next couple of days, she offers him food. She offers him everything. And he refuses everything. He seems to be someone who is a parish. He sleeps on the ground. He goes to the mikvah four times a day. He wakes up at Chatzos and does Tikkun Chatzos. And he mourns for the Beis HaMikdash. That's the story. And every time he eats bread and water, none of the other food. He sits on the floor and he learns all day. But this is the person. This is who this person is. Fine. All of a sudden, so then, this is what he did for 2 weeks. From Sunday of Parshas Truma until Shabbos of Parshas Tetzaveh. And then, this about this time of year. And then Friday night of Parshas Tetzaveh, after the children went to sleep, this Ish Ramai, sat next to the table, and the woman says, where are you from anyway? I don't know, where are you from? So he says, Shlucha derachmana ana. I'm a shliach of Hashem. V'shmi Eliyahu Anavi. I'm Eliyahu Anavi. V'es achai anochi mevakesh l'kabetz osame arba kanfos ha'aretz. I'm here to do kibbutz Golias. V'ein magalan hadavar elo letznuin. You can't tell anybody. And I'm only revealing myself to very tsanua special people. This woman happened to be a very tsanua woman. Very tsanua woman. That was part of the story. V'ha'ish l'rov sechlusa. This woman believed her. And Rachmana Litzlan, she goes to sleep later that night, and the story goes that later that night he came into her bedroom, and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just revealed himself to me that we have to be together, and we're going to have Mashiach between us. Mashiach is going to come out of us, and if you don't believe me, in 4 days from now, you check the box under your bed. You're not allowed to open it until Wednesday. But you check the box under your bed, it's going to be full of gold. It's going to be full of gold, and that's going to be the raya that we're going to have Mashiach together. And the woman's like, so to a woman, she sees how this guy acted for the past 2 weeks. And she says, okay. And she acha hamania hi mitzad balech. They're your husband. You're supposed to have Mashiach, you wonderful, amazing woman. But your husband's not Roy. It's me you have to be with. So and this is going to be Yigalas Yisrael, Vazelacha, Oski, Elio, Anochi, and it continues, and he was with her on Friday night, he was with her on Motzi Shabbos, then he leaves, and she's all excited, she calls her husband back from the business trip, come back quickly, I have amazing news. Wednesday they check the box, and obviously nothing's there, and she realized that she was tricked, and they go to the Aruch Laner, Amai Asura Labayla. Is that Ratzon? Is that Ones? Unbelievable Shaila. Unbelievable. But, right, is she Asura Labayla or not? So that's the Shai goes through back and forth quoting the Maharik. Is that Ratzon? Is that Omer Mutter? She thought she was saving Klal Yisrael. Like Esther. She thought she was saving everybody. Should she have known? So Lamais, it's amazing tshuva. If you have the Kuf Nun Dalet. But all the way at the end, he's noted to say that Mutter. He says, if two other great Gedolei Hador Mater with me, I'll be maskim. I don't want to do it myself. But if two other great rabbis are maskim, she thought that this was Eliyahu Hanavi sent from Shemayim to, she's a imki levi avlato ha'isamisam na Shemayim ala be'ila atzma ve'in lecha onis godol mizeh v'lo niskavna ba'bi'il limo ba'bayla. It's even better than the Maharik. Ki'im kamosha amra shesada b'mromim shayza kamanas l'ashem Shemayim. He says, how could you? Kenu l'nizdaiti achin in lismach ala ho'ra asiyim lo yaskimu ochnayim mibali ho'ra. Have other two people. Okay, but now we could add this makar to that discussion of Maisa Baratza, Maisa Ba'ones, Mamish, if somebody comes and says they're Eliyahu Hanavi, and we're supposed to have Mashiach, the woman shouldn't listen. The woman shouldn't listen. Bring me a raya. Navi Sheker. Anyway, that's the tshuva of the Nodim Yehud. Okay. What? Bin Yisian. Kuf Nun Dalet. 154. Okay, Purim is also a day of Geula, so we can talk about Geula. That was a fake one. Yeah.
According to Nodim Yehud, he did the whole nation, or...
The Nodim Yehud is the whole nation.
All nothing,
right. The whole nation. If it's not the whole nation, then just like he doesn't compare it, but I'll say just like the case of Ritzicha. If somebody comes over, if an Anas comes over and says there are 100 Jews, give me one of you or I'm going to kill all of you. What's the halacha? They all have to be killed. One person can't go and sacrifice themselves, right? Yehari v'yavar. So that's what unless the Rambam says if one of them is b'chuy misa like Sheva ben Bichri, if he's chay misa anyway, so he should go and say okay, kill me, but otherwise not.
Only
time that she was brought on. Well, before that, every time she was nanas. Yeah, after, I don't know how many times it was afterwards, but from that stage. Kasher avadati avadati. Right. The daryavesh. Okay, Viter. So, getting back, we did two lines. So it says but that was the Purim connection. Maybe we'll have another one later, but that's that. Okay, so the Gemara asked, an Ashes coin that's nanas, does she get her ksuba or not? Right, is she like in Ratzon Lagabi Yisrael, so she loses her ksuba? Or she could say, it's your fault. The Amina lay, and Rav Papa says that we told Rava, in answer to the question, from our Mishnah, Masnisani, Homeris Tamei Lacha. The woman says, right in our Mishnah, she says to her husband, I'm Tamei to you, Yesh La Ksuba. The halacha is, at least in the first part of the Mishnah that we did yesterday, the woman says, I was Mazana, she still gets her ksuba. So, my Eskina, what are we talking about? Ilema be'eshes Yisrael. If we're talking about an eshes Yisrael, so then that won't work. Why? Iba ratzon klum yesh la ksuba. If an eshes Yisrael is Mazana baratzon, she doesn't get a ksuba. The Iba ones, and if she's ba'ones, mika misrael gavra. She doesn't have to get divorced. So, Imanavshach, that can't be what our mission's talking about, because our mission's talking about a case where she gets the ksuba and has to get divorced. So, we can't be talking about an eshes Yisrael, because either she'll get the ksuba, or she won't have to get divorced. The Ella be'eshes kohen. So our Mishnah must be talking about a case of Evan Eshes kohen. And what's the case? I baratzon klum yesh la ksuba. Again, if she was mezana baratzon, she wouldn't get a ksuba. Migara be'eshes Yisrael baratzon. She's no better than an Eshes Yisrael. If an Eshes Yisrael baratzon loses her ksuba, surely an Eshes kohen. So Ella la be'ones. It must be that our Mishnah is talking about a case of Eshes kohen be'ones. V'katani yesh la ksuba. And it says she gets the ksuba. Period. So, Rava tested us, we came up with the answer. Last mission in Nedarim, we also finished the Masechta. Okay, period. Ibai Luhu, next Kasha. Omr Labailo Geresh Tani Mahu. A woman says to her husband, you divorce me. We had similar cases of this back in Yevamos. A woman says to her husband, you divorce me. So, Mahu, what's the din? Meaning, the Ron explains, says she lost her ksuba. She says, I lost my get. I lost my get, it was torn up. But she says to her husband, you divorce me, and I want my ksuba, let's say. Is that what we're talking about? Ksuba? So the Ran says, the suffix is, third line of the Ran on top, she wants to get remarried. She wants to get remarried. So she wants to get remarried. So she says, Mister, you divorced me, but I lost the get. So, you know, maybe she wants another copy of the get, but because the new husband doesn't want to marry her yet. So Mahu, that's the Shaila, says the Ran. Mahu. The Mefarish here gives a different shot on the top line. What does it mean? What does she want to do here? My husband divorced me. Imeshes Kohen, Asur Lola Hachzira. For some reason, he doesn't give the pashtus like the Ron's case. The Ron says she can get remarried. No, we're talking about a case of an Ashes Kohen. Can they stay living together? Because if she was divorced, then they can't. Then an Ashes Kohen is Asur Begrusha. Why didn't the Mefarish give the pashtus the simple reason of the Ron? Sounds like the simple reading. So the Shalmei Nedarim suggests that maybe he didn't say it because maybe he holds like the Ravid, as we'll see in a minute, that she is not Ne'emenes. If she says anything, she's not Ne'emenes to get remarried to another person. We'll see, Lo Maskana, in who else holds that way. But there are shitas that say that a woman does not believe. L'chumra, the only thing that we believe her is that if she got Kiddushin from someone else, she needs to get from that other person. But lav dafka, that she can get remarried, l'chachila, so maybe that's why the Mefarish doesn't say it, because we're not going to believe her to get married to somebody else. So we'll talk more about the Pesach in a little bit. Let's continue. So the Gemara's question, a woman says to her husband, you divorced me, Mahu, let's go with the Ron's Pshat, can she get remarried to somebody else? Do we believe her? Avraham Anuna Tashma. So Rav Anuna says, let's bring a Raya from our Mishnah. Ha'omeris Tameya Ani Lacha. So what we're about to have, keep focused, a Shita of Rav Hamnuna and a Shita of Rava. What's the ikker point of the Ne'emanus of the woman? When do we really believe the woman? So Rav Hamnuna says as follows: Tashma Ha'omeris Tameya Ani Lacha. A woman in the Mishnah says, I was mezana. We already said that means Ne'ensa by Nashis Kohen. The Afilu LeMishnah Achrona Tektani Lo Mehemna. As we said yesterday, Lamaskana, we don't believe a woman who says this because we think that she just wants to marry someone else. Hasam hudim shakra di yada de baila lo yadaba. When do we say that the woman would not be believed? Only in a case where the husband doesn't know better. The husband doesn't know if she was mezana or not, so that's why we're choshes that she would lie, because her husband doesn't know. That's when we would not believe her. Aval gaba gerashtani. But if she says, you divorced me, the yadaba, where she knows that the husband knows the truth, mehemna. So then she would be believed. Why? The chazaka einisha mi zapaneh b'fnei baila. The chazaka, a woman is not so brazen to lie in front of her husband when she knows the husband knows the truth. She wouldn't make up such a story. So Rav Hamnuna's basic point is, a woman is always believed if we know that the husband knows the truth. So if she says it, it must be she's telling the truth. Because she wouldn't make up a story that she knows that the husband knows that she's lying. That's the shita of Rav Hamnuna. By the way, the Ron quotes Tosfos and says, this is only if when she comes to Bezin, what she wants is to get remarried. If she comes to Bezin and says, I want my ksuba, then we're a little more iffy. That she just wants the mamonis, maybe we're a little more hesitant to believe her. Okay, but either way, that's the shita of Rav Hamnuna to prove, do we believe her if she says I got divorced? Yes, because the husband knows. Amalei Rava Adarav. Rava says no. A different way you can look at it. Afilu the Mishnah Rishona. Diktani Mehemna. No, go back. Even according to the Mishnah Rishona, the original time when we did believe the woman, Hasam Yishuv Delo Avita Levzuya Nafsha. Why did we originally believe the woman that to say that Tmei Ani Lacha? Because that's very embarrassing for her. And if she would say such a thing, it must be she's telling the truth. Aval Hacha the Zimnin the Takiv Lamin Gavra. But here, by a case of Gerashtani, that's not embarrassing. Talk of Lamin Gavra. What does that mean? She is overcome by a person. What does that mean? The Mefarish gives Tupshatim. Either she's overcome by hatred to her husband, or she's overcome by love to the other man. Either way, she's overcome, so Meza Meza. So she might lie very much. It's not embarrassing to her. So the root Ne'emanus says Rava of of the woman, according to Rava, is that she won't say something that is embarrassing to her. And the Nafkamina is the case of Gerashtani. So they have a machlokas, whether you can prove it from our Mishnah or not.
So, but in the case of the Ne'enas by Eishes Kohen, no one says that it's Shavya Nafshe.
By a case of Ne'enas by Eishes Kohen, is it Shavya Nafshe and therefore what?
But they don't say that, so maybe we have Chakira that.
Right, is it Ne'emanus or Neder?
Right.
Is it Ne'emanus or Neder? That might be depend also whether she gets the ksuba or not. If it's Ne'emanus, she wouldn't get the ksuba. The earlier question. Gerashtani. If it's the question of the Mefarish, you're saying. So because the Mefarish is Gerashtani, was she Shavya Nafshe, and therefore she can't return to her husband. Okay, maybe. Okay, so Masiv Rav Misharshi. So now we're going to ask questions on each of these shitas of Rav Muna and Rava. Masiv Rav Misharshi, Ashvayim Beni Levencha. the case of the Mishnah was, the second case of the Mishnah was that she said, that she says the heavens are between us. And we said, what does that mean? That means that the husband doesn't have the proper power that the gever ish, the proper koach lahazria into the woman. That's what this meant. So Rav Masharshi asks, in that case, the Mishnah Rishona, in the Mishnah Rishona, when we originally believed her, they tzuyof to the Rava. That's Akasha on Rava. Why? Hacha, what did Rava say? Rava said, why would we believe a woman? Because it's embarrassing. So this isn't embarrassing, so why would we have believed her? Hacha de les like Yisuba v'haktari de behemna, and we would believe her. So according to you, Rava, I don't understand the Mishnah Rishona. The Mishnah Rishona says we would believe her in the case of Shamayim Beini Lovencha, but that's not embarrassing to the woman. Why would we have believed her? So the Gemara answers, no, it is embarrassing. Kasava Rava, Hasam, Kivan de lo Sagila, de lo Amre, in Yorka Chetz, since she's going to have to explicate the whole situation in front of Bezdin, this is what my husband did, and this is what he can't do. That is embarrassing. Ilo isak in the kamra. If it wasn't true, lo amrle, she wouldn't say it. So the Gemara answers, it is embarrassing to say such a thing. So now we're going to ask the other way. Hashemayim beidi levencha de bishda achrona deiti of the Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna, who said that we only believe when the husband knows the truth. So the sefer is akasha on that, because what did the Mishnah in the Mishnah Achrona? The Mishnah Achrona say we don't believe her when she says Hashemayim beini levencha, that the heaven knows. So v'ha'acha diyada hi ubay l'yadaba. In that case, the husband knows that he doesn't have this right koach. V'ktani delo mehemna. So in Rav Hamnuna, you have the problem. In the Mishnah, the Mishnah Achrona, the seif of the Mishnah, why don't we believe her in this case? After all, the husband knows. You, Rav Hamnuna, say that the nemanus of a woman is based on the husband knowing the truth. She wouldn't lie. So the Gemara again answers, the husband doesn't know. Kasava Rav Hamnuna, hachanami, here too. He gufa amra, she says, nehid b'biya yada, he knows that he was nevela, he was boelmi, but b'yorka ches b'yada, he doesn't know how he was mazria, only I know how he was mazria. So therefore, she would not be believed. And Mishimachi Mishakra, so that's where Rav Hamnuna says, I don't believe her. Either way, what comes out of this Gemara? We ask two kashas, one on each shita, but it comes out that the machlokas Rav Hamnuna and Rava about the yisod ne'emanus, why would we believe a woman? Would we believe a woman in a case where she volunteers embarrassing information? So then there's a chazaka that she wouldn't embarrass herself unless she was telling the truth. That's Rava shita, or do we, that's Rav Hamnuna shita? Which one? No, that is Rav Ashita. Rav Hamnuna says no. She would. What's the chazaka? She wouldn't lie when she knows the husband knows the truth right in front of her. That's the root ne'amanus. So who do we pass in like? So the Ron explains we pass in like Rav Hamnuna. Pass in like Rav Hamnuna, meaning if the husband knows the truth, so then we would definitely believe her. And therefore it explains the Ron. If it's a case where Vade the husband knows, we would believe her. For example, let's say she says my husband doesn't live with me at all. She says, my husband is never with me. So then we would believe her, according to Rav Hamnuna, because Rav Hamnuna says, as long as he knows, we could trust her that she wouldn't lie in front of him. Or the Tosfos adds, if it's not an issue of Zorak HaChetz, if it's an issue of he's Eino Miskasha. So then there too we would believe her, because that's something that the husband would know. So that's the halacha lemaisa, says the Ron, we would hold like Rav Hamnuna, therefore anything that the husband would know for sure, we would trust the woman. Okay, so getting back to the issue that we mentioned earlier, though, the Ron says this whole Gemara is in terms of lahatira labayla, right? If the woman says you divorced me, can she get married or not? So if we pass on like Rav Hamnuna, so according to the Ron, she can get married. That's the maskana. She can get married if we pass on like Rav Hamnuna. We believe her that she says you divorced me, and she wouldn't lie, and therefore she can get married. The Ritva here, though, which is the basis of that Riva that I mentioned earlier, the Ritva has very strong language that we would not allow her lachatchila to get married just based on her words. Says the Ritva, Ubavadai, Dahashmaitza, Lav Rayi Klaladinze. You can't say that this Gemara is a Raya that she could get married Lechadchila after saying, you divorce me. Why? Because Vade Kashituva, the Ein Hadas Sovalto. It's not logical. Sheniya Matirin Erva Hachamura, Bidibura Hakal. Mishum Chazaka, Deini Shamiza Paneh Befnei Baila. She's Mamish and Esajish. We have no Raya otherwise. Because she says, you divorce me, we're going to allow an Esajish to get married based on a Chazaka. The Chazaka Hakal, he says, that she doesn't lie when her husband knows the truth. V'mehmina Torah ki amar meis baili. When do we say she's believed? She's believed that she says my husband died. You know, that's a much stronger Chazaka. Why? Because, as we had in Yevamos, Bishum de milsa da avidi legluye. Because the husband can walk in at any moment. V'avi milsa de pumbi. You can just close the door when you go out. Sound like a little breeze. V'avi milsa de pumbi. That's a public thing. Uki ilu anu kulanu me'idim b'davar. If she says my husband died, it's as if we are Edom. Because she wouldn't say that, because the husband could just walk in. But here she said, my husband divorced me. So we're going to allow Ashes Ish to get married based on that. And the husband's saying, I didn't. So that's why the Ritva says, the most you can get out of this Gemara is that b'diavad, if she got married, she could stay married. But l'chadchila, no way. L'chadchila, no way. And the Raivad that I alluded to earlier, the Raivad also, in Hilchos Ishus, in Perek Tezayin, says that the whole issue here is, if she got kiddushin from someone else, where Choshe says she has to get a get from that person. But she can't get married to anybody else. Maybe she'd even have to get divorced if she marries somebody else. So that is just l'maisa, what we would hold. There is also a Ramah, we mentioned this months ago, a Ramah Neven Ezer in Simen Yud Zayin, that this whole chazaka of Ein Adam Yizah Paneha B'fnei Baila does not apply anymore, Bizman Azeh. Because husbands and wives lie to each other all the time. And they're not embarrassed just because the other one knows the truth. So therefore this whole chazaka that a woman wouldn't lie if she knows her husband knows the truth, that whole chazaka does not apply anyway, Bizman Hazeh. Okay, period. So the Masechta ends off with a number of stories. Says the Gemara, two dots. Hahi Itza. Hahi Itza. To call Yoma the Tashmish Miktama Mashi Yodi Lagavra. Every day, every time this woman was with her husband, she was mocked him and got up and brought him water afterwards to do Netilas Yadayim. The post can point out that once you do Netilas Yadayim after being with one's wife. So this is what this woman always did it. Always got the water for her husband. Yomachad Asila Maya Luma Masha. One morning, she brought water to her husband to wash. We weren't together last night. What do you bring me the water for? Nothing happened. I don't know. What are you doing? She says, Oyvei. I was with somebody. Imkain, Chadmin Anachrim. It must have been one of those strangers that the market people that are in town. Chadmin Anachrim, Ahaloye, Tahavi Hacha Inna. The Ahaloye, the Ron says on top, you know, those who sell a perfume. Holy Tahavi Hacha Inna. Right? They didn't have electricity in those days. I guess it was quiet. She made a mistake. Ianslo, Dilman Hone. If it wasn't you, it must have been one of them. So, Ayvei, what am I going to do? So Amar Rav Nachman. So now they go to Rav Nachman and says, oh, what do we do? You know, do I have to get divorced from my husband? So Rav Nachman says, we don't believe her. Eineha nasna ba'acher v'lesbe mashasha b'mila. Right? No, we don't have to believe her. Because it could be, as we said, maybe she wants to marry somebody else. So she made up the whole story. So she has no raya, and therefore we don't have to believe her. Hayit, next story. Hayit sa delo have b'dicha daita b'hadigavra. There was one time that a woman was not giving her husband a happy face in the morning. So Amar La, he said to her, what's the matter? Ha'idna Maishna, what's the matter with something bothering you? Amar La, she says to him, Me'olam lotzartam b'derech eretz ki ha'idna. It never hurt as much as it did last night. Never hurt as much. I have pain. So Amar La, lo havi hadamilsa ha'idna. I don't understand. Nothing happened last night. Right? I was out of town last night. I was at the shir last night. I don't know what you're talking about. Amrulay, she says again, Imkain Hala Nachrim Naftuyi Dahabi Hacha Idna. It must have been someone else. It must have been a stranger. Iantlo Dilmachan Minhon. It must be one of them. So Amalur Rav Nachman, again, Rav Nachman says, Lo Tashkechinun, Lo Tashkechun Ba, Norsenes Ineh Ba'acher Avi. No, it could very well be that she's Norsenes, her eyes Ba'acher, and therefore we don't believe her. Next, third out of four. Ahu Gavra Dahabi Meharzik Babese, who? The Insei. There was a man who was once with a woman in a house, and the husband was not home. All of a sudden, the husband came in, and Asa Mari de Beise, the Mari de Beise, the master of the house, walked in, Parti Noef Lahutza Va'arak. And all of a sudden, the Noef, or the quote-unquote potential Noef, adulterer, sees the husband, jumps out the window, jumps through the fence, and runs out. In obvious view of the husband. In obvious view of the husband. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava Itzasharya. Rava says, you don't have to worry about anything that happened. The woman's mutter to her husband. Why? Im Isa David Isura, if something had happened, Irkusei Havi Mirkas, he would have hidden himself. He would have hidden himself. He wouldn't have just jumped up and gotten out of the way in full view. So he would have gone into hiding. And therefore, again, you could assume that nothing happened. The kasha that somebody showed him asked, the Rani here asks, is, I don't understand. If Rava wouldn't have had that taina, Rav wouldn't have had the title. Oh, if he wouldn't have jumped out, didn't we just say that even if he didn't have that, she wouldn't be believed? Even if she didn't have that, she wouldn't be believed. So what do you need the extra case here of? She's mutter because he jumped out in full view. Just say she's mutter because she's not believed. So the Ron explains, why, no. The earlier cases, you might say that a Baal Nefesh should be machmir. in the earlier cases. Because you don't know. You don't know. That's what the Ran says. V'chol bal nefesh lochush la'atzmuk de lasis yishamayim. In this case, there's no bal nefesh yachmir, though, because it's clear. There's an extra thing. It's clear that nothing happened because he jumped down in full view. One. The Karen Ora says, maybe here is worse because here, there's raglayim l'davar. In the previous cases, she can be making up the whole story. There's no man here. There's no man that was here that we know about. She's making up the whole story. Here, there was a man in her bedroom. So it could vary. There's raglayim l'davar, says the Karen Ora, that something might have happened. Again, the Binyan C that I mentioned earlier quotes this case also, because is there raglayim l'davar? Because in that case of Eliyahu Navi, the kids came in the morning and the man was lying on the floor, sleeping. So was that good or bad? Is that better or worse? So again, it's really a fascinating tshuva about that case. Okay, Vaiter. Hahu Noef, last story, here we go. Look at this one. Hahu Noef to Olagabi Dahi Insa. So a Noef that was in a room with a woman. Asa Gavar Solik, so the husband all of a sudden came in, Solik Noef, Asa Bechaloi Bava. The man went and hid behind the curtain. Hid behind the curtain while the husband came in. Havi michtan tachli taman. There was a piece of food there. It's translated as cress. I'm not really sure what that is. There was some food there sitting on the table. V'tamin chavya, and a snake had been there earlier and had put some venom into that food. Ba'amari de beis lemechlam and hani tachli below daita de insa. All of a sudden, the husband was about to reach for the food and take a bite. Amar lehu noif. So the noif, the man, jumps out from behind the curtain and says, "Lo teicham alo, don't eat it." There was a snake that ate it. There was a snake that ate the food. Amar Rava in Sasharya. The woman is mutter. Why? Im Isa David Isura, if something really had occurred, Nichale Delecha Vlamus, the noif would want the husband to die. They are Mizana, they're Menaif, and the blood is on their hands. Meaning the fact that he went out of his way to save the husband's life is a raya that nothing happened. It's a raya that nothing happened. Period. Ask the Gemara Pshita. It's obvious. Of course nothing happened. Why? Tosfos explains. Because people who are chashed on Zinus are chashed on Shvichas Damim. Question of where Tosfos gets that from. And here, obviously, if he's not chashed on Shvichas Damim, he's not chashed on Zinus. So they go together. Big Shiloh. Because if you remember in the Torah, in Mitzrayim, remember, they were going to kill Avram Avinu, so they wouldn't be a Mazana Beish Azish. Right? Right? So maybe they don't go together. So Tosis is discussed here. But either way, Pshita. So of course, if he jumped out, isn't that a good raya? Says the Gemara, unbelievable. Mahu detema isura ava. You might say, no, something happened. But he still wants the husband to be alive. Why? Why does he not want the husband to die? The tevi insa ilave, mayim genuvim yimtaku. Velechem sasarm yinan. He likes it when there's a greater challenged. You know, married woman, that's what he wants. Okay, single, come on. Right, mayim genuvim yimtaku, stolen waters are sweeter. So you might say, Dafka, he wants the husband to stay alive so he could keep up the challenge. Kamash Malan, you don't say that. Kamash Malan, you don't say that. So 2 points to finish up. The Michta Melio says, Michta Melio explains in Chelek Aleph, page 42, says that what's the svar of mayim genuvim yimtaku? He says, Every taiva in Olam Hazeh is only a taiva until you could get it. Only when it's out of reach is it a taiva. Once you get it, it's not a taiva anymore. Says the Michel Yo, Behisigu Hanyanam Shar Sha'af Aleihem, Shuvlo Yishvu Beinav Me'uma, Velo Yazbiu Es Ta'avaso, Velo Rak Mechem Das Mamon, Kach Yamida Gam B'Taivas Chomiyas Acheros. And he quotes this Gemara in Sopnin Darim. He quotes, Ma'am Gedevim Yimtaku. What does it mean? Ki Bal Taiva Lo Yada, She Dechifas Ta'avaso Ba Dafka Mizeh, She Mevukasho Nimna Mimeno Fisha. The Bal Taiva doesn't realize that his Taiva is only great because he doesn't have what he wants. And the second he'll get it, he won't have the taiva anymore. Right? You walk into a restaurant, you're starving, you see the food on the, you're like, oh, you're so, the mouth is watering, it's unbelievable, your eyes are huge, and all of a sudden after the meal, you're like, oh my goodness, can't believe I ate it, I don't feel good, I feel like I ate too much. Right? So every taiva is only a taiva until you can get it. Once you can get it, it's not a taiva anymore. So that's mayim genuvim yimtaku. Meaning that's the svara, the mentality of, and he says it's amazing that people don't get the picture after they get the taiva once. They don't realize it for the next time. But that's the Mitzvah Eliyahu goes into it on page 42. The Chazam Sofer says something very similar here. And just to end off, one of the verses that I've said a number of times, I haven't said it in a while on the daf, so I'll mention it now. The Chazam Sofer here says, right here, here's the Chazam Sofer, that this mayim genuvim yimtaku, even though it's referring here to what? To the negative, to like a Baal Taiva, but really, Ma'am Genuvim Yimtaku refers to Torah. mind you to Vim Yimtakov. And this is what I mentioned many times, that the question in Shabbos Lamed Aleph, where one of the questions we're asked is, Kavati Itzim LaTorah. Kavati Itzim LaTorah, did you set aside time for Torah? So, a deeper level, not just setting aside time for Torah, is based on a Targum in Malachi. Malachi in Paragimel, Chagas Chai Malachi, the last of the Nevi'im, Malachi it says that Hashem says to us, Hayikva Adam Elokim, could a person be Koveya from Hashem? What does it mean to be Koveya from Hashem? So the Targum there says stealing. Could a person steal from Hashem? You're stealing karbanos and you're giving them to me. You think I want them? That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Bnei Yisrael through Malachi. But you see there that the keva is Lashon Gzela. So, kavati itam haTorah. Did you set aside, did you steal time for Torah? When you weren't supposed to be learning, did you steal time for Torah? You were supposed to be doing other things. Like today, Purim was supposed to... Any learning today is stealing time for Torah. On a Purim Friday, forget it. Any second we have, in between Shalach Manas, we sit down, we steal a Mishnah. We steal a few minutes here and there, a little Parsha Sav. Steal, that's Mayim Genuvim Yom Taku. That's my, I'm sorry, that's Kovet Kavati Yitzim LaTorah. That's stealing time for Torah. So add the Chasam Sofer, Mayim Genuvim Yom Taku. That's the sweetest type of Torah. When we weren't supposed to be learning, Mayim Genuvim Yom Taku. That's what the Chasam Sofer says right here, that it's also in the positive. Kamash Malon. So everybody should have a Freilich and Purim, and a Mazel Tov, Ez Hashem, and everybody should drink today, because remember tomorrow, Yazir Atzmo Min HaYayin. We start Maseches Nazir. Okay. Okay, now...